On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team travels to Minnesota Duluth this weekend. Earlier this week, Kelly Schultz had a chance to visit with Whitney Wyvoda.
Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Whitney Wyvoda, a freshman out of Fairbanks, Alaska. First of all, Whitney, I know you came from Alaska. You played in Grand Rapids. How did you make the jump from your home state to Minnesota?
I came here to play high school, and I wasn't eligible, so I kind of just stumbled into the crunch team.
What's it like playing hockey in college and making that jump from the club level to BSU?
It's always been my dream to play Division I hockey, so it's just, like, unreal for me. I'm just happy to be on the roster and to be playing in this great facility.
2 goals and 2 assists this season for you. Did you ever expect to see as much ice time as you have as a freshman?
No, not really. Like I said, I'm just happy to be getting the time that I am and hopefully keep working and be doing good.
How fun was it to play in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game in Eveleth?
That was really fun because the rink reminded me a lot of back home. So, yeah, kind of made me feel good to play in a rink like that.
You had a chance to play alongside Sadie Lundquist and Christy King on that top line. That must have been fun for you just to get that jump and to be able to play alongside those two.
Yeah, they're both great players, and Sadie the whole night was trying to set me up to get me goals, so that was actually really nice of her.
Well, you scored 2 goals in that game, so obviously that worked a good chemistry between you and her.
Yeah, it was great. Christy's fast, and me and Sadie were moving the puck well, and yep, she just kept setting me up even when I didn't want it.
Have your teammates explained, like the older teammates, I'm sure, probably have told you freshmen that, you know, back when they were freshmen, things were a little lean. We didn't see a lot of goals scoring. Games like those 11-0 games never happened. Obviously, they're enjoying having all you freshmen helping them get a lot of scoring, aren't they?
Yeah, they talk about, like, playing in the John Glass, too, and how back when they were freshmen, they only won like a few games and didn't have as many shots, and it's a lot different now, so it's fun to be a part of it.
I know you guys are part of a team that became the first ever Beaver squad to get ranked in the top 10 in the country. What was that like just being part of that? And obviously you guys probably hope to do that again this year.
Yeah, we're happy about it, but we're just happy to beat the Gophers, I guess. And it was fun to be ranked number 10, but we still want to do better.
This weekend, you guys got the Bulldogs. They're always a tough team. They've had Bemidji State's number. Beavers finally beat them last year for the first time ever. They're number 5 in the WCHA right now. You guys are tied with North Dakota, number 4. Probably the best chance your team will have of getting a win on the road. How hard is it going to be to do that, though?
Yeah, they have a lot of talent on their team, but so do we. We got a hardworking team, and I think we'll be able to compete with them this weekend.
What's it like playing on the road versus playing here at the Sanford Center for you?
I guess since I'm a freshman, I haven't really gotten like into a comfort zone here yet, but it is always nice to play at home. But on the road, it's always fun to beat teams in their own home rink.
How did you end up at Bemidji State? Who recruited you, and what was your story?
Like I said, I came here to play high school, so I was just checking out like Duluth, some of the schools there, and I was staying in Hibbing with my relatives, and I decided to go to the Hibbing camp, and that's where I met Amber Frickland, and Nichols was there, and they made a bunch of calls, and Heather Farrell came down and came and watched me, and the rest is history.
Christmas break's right around the corner, obviously. You guys get a good chunk of time off. Do you have big plans to spend with your family over the holidays?
Yeah, I plan on coming home for about a week, and then I'm going to probably come back here to spend Christmas with my grandpa.
Do you have any siblings?
I have 2 brothers. One lives here in Minnesota, and one lives back home. They're both older than me, and they both played goalie.
And you didn't follow in their footsteps?
No, I'm afraid of the puck.
Except to score it, right?
Right, right.
On a more personal note, during one of our plane trips out east, so we're going through security in the airport, I find out that you can't go through those little electronic scanner things. Do you mind me asking about your pacemaker? What's the story behind that, and how long have you had it?
I guess I've had this for a while, but these symptoms just started showing up this summer, and I noticed having like shortness of breath and chest pain, so I went into the doctor thinking I had like asthma or something, and they're like, oh, we'll just run some tests. And so they did, and said I need to go to the cardiologist, and then saying I need to have surgery this next week. And I was like, oh, okay. Wonder where my hockey career is going to go after this. But it ended up working out. He said I could still play hockey, and so I had to not really do anything for about 2 months. But yeah, it's slow getting back into it now. I'm feeling like I'm getting in better shape now, and feeling better.
So this just happened, what, this year?
Yeah, this summer I had surgery in July.
Okay, I'm just in awe right now, because most people go heart surgery. Yeah. You're out 2 months during the summer, you come back here, and you're like lightning out on the ice. How did you... I mean, that's incredible. What a great story.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really overwhelming, and I'm just happy to be getting back into the groove with hockey and stuff, but it was tough.
It would be kind of scary, too, on the same note, because you're so young, but obviously that probably helped you recover as quick as you did.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was going to be a lot tougher to get back into it, but you kind of just can't think about it and just keep going like the way you used to.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. On another personal note, earlier this season we're on the road, and it's a team tradition that you guys do the shootout, and whoever ends up winning the shootout gets to pick somebody to sing at dinner. We've witnessed your singing abilities. What's your favorite song to sing?
You know, anything. I'm up to sing for anything, but I think Z just has it out for me. The goalie's won the shootout, so of course she's going to pick me.
It was a great performance, I have to admit, because I've seen 4 years of it. If someone besides yourself on this team was to go on American Idol and win it all, who would it be?
Sadie Lundquist, hands down.
I don't think I've seen her sing yet. Maybe we should make sure she does that when we get out to Duluth.
Yeah, I'll try to win the shootout and pick her.
What's it going to take for your team to get a win at Duluth this weekend?
We just got to do what we did with Minnesota. Like, we can play with them. We just got to work hard and frustrate them and just play our own game.
Good luck this weekend, Whitney. Thanks so much for your candidness.
Thanks.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.